live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. And we're going out now on the phone to KP Pellerin, who's the State Director of America's Edge. Good evening, KP. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. You had a press conference downtown today, and when I wasn't able to attend, but I was looking over the release and the information and wanted to get in touch with you. I'm frankly intrigued and don't know a lot about America's Edge, so perhaps we'll start there with our listeners as well and familiarize them with what America's Edge is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, great. America's Edge is comprised of business leaders across the United States, and we have 35 of them right now in Michigan, who understand that the best shot that we can give our kids to be workers of tomorrow with the adequate skill set is to ensure that they get the right start in life. And 0 to 5 programs that help us establish their social, emotional skills, those are considered soft skills in the workplace. Also, during that same time frame is when kids get a real solid foundation so that they're ready to learn when they get to kindergarten. And when that happens, they're on the pathway to success, and they become that workforce of tomorrow that we so desperately need in business.
Well, when you talk about business, you mentioned there were 35 business leaders across the state involved. In what ways are you involved in this directly?
Well, one of the things that our members did, for example, today is they released a report that shows that investments in early care and education are able to not only help children to succeed, but they strengthen Michigan business because they're able to multiply in that sector in the community. When a dollar is spent in an early childhood education program in Michigan, it produces an additional $1.11 in the state in various sectors of the economy because those dollars are spent. For example, in the capital region, what we find is that when you multiply that effect, if we were able to serve all of the children that were under five in this area and added the monies to the public monies to do that, it would A, generate $60 million more in public monies to totally help educate all the kids and serve the unmet need from birth to five. That would equal $125 million in new spending generated in the economy. That is critical, and $65 million of that would be in the early childhood sector, $17 million in general services. Real estate and construction would see $14 million. Those are the facilities that are used to produce these programs and train these kids in. Insurance and finance, $9 million. And retail and wholesale trade would have an $8 million boost. So this is a sector that's almost something that's gone under the radar for years, and yet it has such a huge economic impact in the local communities where these programs are nestled.
Well, some of the things that the business leaders across the state of Michigan and across the United States do, if I understand correctly, is kind of educating with policymakers and the public as well, like as you're doing with me and with my listeners right now, and bending the ears, I'm guessing, of political officials and policymakers to get the message out there and, I guess, form a partnership.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we couldn't be more thrilled with the messages that are coming out of the governor's office. We're pleased to point out that he's recommended maintenance-level funding in most of the areas of early childhood care and education. In the past, the former governor did as well, and we had great legislative support over the years. These folks get it. When you invest in kids on the front end, you're going to pay a lot less to educate them throughout the K-12 system. They're less likely to be in special ed. They're less likely to repeat grades, more likely to graduate on schedule, and have the ready skills for the workforce. That's what we're looking at. Today we had a community college president from Alpena Community College, Olin Joyner, who said, listen, we have to ensure that kids are ready when they get the community college level with the math and science and reading skills so that we're able to emphasize what their developmental needs are for those technical jobs that are so demanding globally. We're sending kids globally now, and they need to have these good skills. So not only do educators recognize it, but so too do business leaders. And today, kids have to do the very best they can to get that right shot in the arm and send them forward. And we want to ensure that their parents have the access to these programs so that they can. Because if we're going to have a ready, willing, and able workforce for tomorrow, we've got to plant those seeds today.
Well, and it has to have been encouraging to, as you said, to hear that Governor Rick Schneider was going to kind of stay with the status quo.
Oh, yeah. At least maintain it, even when we know that we have so many demanding things around us. Now, you know, one of the things, however, that was a little discouraging today is when Senator Walker yesterday had intimated he wants to cut the categoricals in the school aid budget by up to 50%. What? That is the area of the budget where the early childhood programs are located in school aid.
Well, we're hitting a hard break. I'd love to be able to talk to you in the future about this some more.
Okay.
Very
great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. KP Pellerin, State Director for America's Edge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.